This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues, brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE Inspector General releases report about failure of waste procedures resulting in indefinite WIP shutdown. In a hard-hitting special inquiry report, the Inspector General of the Department of Energy, DOE, cites major flaws in the procedures used by Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, to develop, approve, and change its waste characterization requirements that led to the indefinite shutdown of the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, on February 14th, following the explosion of at least one waste drum from LANL. That drum contained plutonium and other radionuclides, which were detected 1/2 mile from the facility. Written procedures are the foundation for operating nuclear facilities. There are procedures about how to develop them, about how they are approved, and how they may be changed. Failure of DOE and its LANL and WIP contractors to follow the fundamental procedures can result in accidents that shut down key facilities, such as WIP. The Inspector General also cites the failure of management to properly oversee the written procedural process. The report says, quote, "Of particular concern, not all waste management procedures at LANL were properly vetted through the established procedure revision process, nor did they conform to established environmental requirements," close quote. The environmental requirements include compliance with the hazardous waste permits issued by the New Mexico Environmental Department, NMED, for LANL and WIP. These permits contain extensive requirements for understanding the characteristics of the waste through documentation and testing before it may be shipped off-site. If the waste will not meet the shipping requirements, LANL is allowed to treat the waste if it follows permit requirements. The critical requirement is that all the treatment must be compatible with the waste in order to avoid resulting chemical reactions, such as the explosion at WIP. The report examines how LANL and its contractors changed the waste characterization procedures to allow for the use of organic or carbon-based kitty litter and liquid acid neutralizers, which were not compatible with the nitrate wastes. The nitrate wastes are created by ongoing LANL plutonium operations. In a related report released this week, DOE says that it plans to reopen WIP in March 2016, but there is uncertainty about whether this is a realistic timeline, especially since the cause of the release is not known, which is necessary to prevent further accidents. The WIP underground is now contaminated with plutonium, but the new DOE plan says it will not be decontaminated. A new air ventilation system is required. Joni Ahrens of CCNS says, quote, "Now is the time to call for suspension of plutonium operations at LANL. Every day, new waste is created that is destined for WIP. It remains unknown whether WIP could ever reopen. Contact your congressional members and let them know your concerns," close quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To learn more, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.